For years, Oglelusu tribal officials and residents have tried to stop beer sales in the border town of White Clay. Tribal officials have asked Nebraska to revoke liquor licenses. They've called on both the Nebraska governor and attorney general. The tribal government also lays a treaty claim to the land the town sits on. In the last tribal council meeting, President Brian Brewer challenged council members to join him in protesting the delivery of beer to White Clay. He repeated that call while standing on the reservation border, preparing to march with a crowd of protesters across the state line.
As leaders, we should be ahead of the people. We should be leading them instead of in the background complaining. We need to support our activists who are stepping up and confronting this issue.
As the marchers moved into White Clay, they formed a line, blocking off two beer trucks attempting to make a delivery. The crowd was confronted by Sheridan County Sheriff Terry Robbins. Tribal President Brian Brewer stepped in to talk with the sheriff. Robbins told Brewer that the beer trucks needed to make a delivery. Brewer said they would not be allowed in.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, here
no,
they
are.
They're Mr. Not going Brewer, in. They are too.
No, they're not. They're not going in today.
Yes, they
Any
are.
Any other day, but not today.
Yes, they are.
I'm sorry, but they're not. Most don't argue with me. Today.
Well, don't argue with me because you're standing in the state of Nebraska.
And you this have is our land. This is our land right here, and they're not, they're not coming in.
We'll argue that in court.
Okay, take me to court then.
Okay, let's go.
No surrender line. Get in front of him. Don't listen to him. No surrender line. No surrender line.
After Brewer agreed to be arrested, the situation escalated as some protesters circled the president. Some in the crowd began shouting when one sheriff deputy drew a taser and placed it onto a protester's neck.
Keep your hands to yourself. Hands yourself.
Back.
Back
to your
trouble.
Keep your hands yourself.
Listen, don't push me off.
Back off. No, back off.
13-1.
Put that tape in the wall.
I will stop as you listen to me.
Brewer was told there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest. He remained calm and peaceful and entered the sheriff's car willingly. The protesters then attempted to block the car from leaving. But Brewer waved them off and the situation resolved without major violence. After Brewer's arrest, the line of protesters remained in place and the beer trucks attempting to make a delivery eventually turned away to the cheers of the activists. The Sheridan County attorney, Jamian Simmons, later stated that Brewer was not arrested for protesting. Rather, he was taken in for a warrant issued on a bad check he allegedly wrote in February of 2012. Simmons says Brewer paid the $190 he owed for insufficient funds on the check and the charges against him were dropped. White Clay liquor store owners and Nebraska beer distributors have refused to comment to the press. Some cite ongoing litigation. For his part, Tribal President Brian Brewer has called for peaceful protest. He says alcohol sales in White Clay are just one of a number of interconnected issues faced on this reservation, from 80% unemployment to a severe housing shortage to the need to create economic development.
If I close up White Clay today, it's not going to solve our problems in Pine Ridge, but we're going to send a message to our people, especially the younger ones, that we are concerned about the alcohol. You know, we are concerned about it. So it would be a small victory to close this place up, but it's not going to solve our problems. We know that.
No tribal council members joined Brewer in the protest walk. Some, like Council Representative Bernie Shotwitherow, blame Nebraska officials for not doing enough to help or stop the crowds of homeless Lakota who drink and sleep on the streets of White Clay.
You know, the president, he's got a good heart in what he's doing, but I think we need to, as you know, as leaders, we need to handle it in a different way. But, you know, Nebraska, they should that's their responsibility to put up a hospital, clinic, or detox center because they're the ones selling the alcohol.
Others, like Council Representative Robin Tapio, agree that alcohol is bad for Pine Ridge. Tapio says she's a recovering alcoholic who's been sober for 12 years. She says she lost her 16-year-old son to a drunk driving accident. But she says protesting against White Clay liquor sales won't solve the problem.
Alcohol is a choice that we make, you know. So I did not support the walk up there because I just don't feel it's right.
The Oglelusu Tribal Council is not silent on this issue. The council approved a reservation-wide vote calling to question tribal prohibition. But that referendum, which could legalize alcohol in Pine Ridge, won't take place until 2014. In the shorter term, the council approved a proposal by President Brewer to establish a tribal port of entry at White Clay to help curb illegal liquor from entering the reservation. That could go up in the next 30 days. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.